travel to Auburn on Saturday for a 3 o'clock central kick on SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, as you enter the Auburn game on Saturday.
Well, Auburn is historically one of the finest programs in the country. And they have an outstanding coach, and Coach Malzahn, and of course their two coordinators, Kevin Steele, Chad Morris. I mean, those guys are wonderful coaches and are problems schematically. Their football team's always been big and physical, just like it is this year. We are looking forward to going over there, but certainly we know what an outstanding football team Auburn is.
We'll begin with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hi, Sam. I'm wondering what you think of the importance of the run game. You know, particularly there could be some rain involved in this game, and when you look at their stats, Georgia ran for 200 on them last year. And how important do you think the run game might loom on Saturday?
Well, certainly if it's raining, I think the run game is going to amp up, certainly, in importance. Obviously, we're trying to run the ball every week as well as we possibly can. We certainly, whether it was going to rain or whether not, we certainly have to get better in our rushing attack, and we worked awful hard at it this week and weeks prior. But, you know, obviously with the wet ball, we may not be able to throw it quite as well as normally.
Okay. Also, you said they'd be at practice, so I wanted to see how the Killer Bees looked yesterday. Boyd, Burks, Brown.
They're fine. I anticipate at least two of the three being able to play. We hope all three will.
Thank you.
What about Josh Kendall of The Athletic?
Morning, Coach.
All right.
You said on here last week that your team needed to learn how to win. Does this mean y'all got it licked now and you got it figured out?
Absolutely not. We need to learn how to not get personal foul when we can run the clock out, you know. Those things are obviously teaching moments to the football team, but it was a wonderful, fun win and all those things, but we certainly don't have it down pat yet. But we're working hard. We haven't changed anything we're doing. We're trying to work hard and go earn victories and trying to get better at the same time.
What does that phrase or that concept mean to you? How do you learn how to win?
Well, I think you have to learn how to practice. You know, that's the key there. I think you have to learn what toughness is. You know, how far your mind can take you, how tough your mind can make you. And then I think you have to learn what's the expectation, you know, before you learn how to win. I think that's all the things that go, not all of them, but I think that's a big part of what we harp on here is learn how to practice, learn what toughness really means and what are the expectations of you on yourself and what are the expectations of the football team. And then if you can kind of figure all that stuff out, I think it certainly helps you towards winning.
Thank you, Coach. Jordan Hill, the Opelika Auburn News.
Sam, what sort of response have you seen from your team this week in practice just coming off that win Saturday?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I think they pretty much put the win to bed, just like they did the Georgia loss to bed. We had a hour and 40-minute practice on Monday. It was a very good practice, as you might expect. Enthusiasm. Yesterday was a tough physical practice. You know, we are, you know, the hardest job I've heard is when you have what your program might consider a big win and play in the next week. I just would be very disappointed in myself if we weren't ready to play. So we're aware of that, and we certainly have visited about it. And I think heading in the right direction as far as practice and crushing the Mississippi State win.
That's what Bob Holton, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I heard you got a jukebox in your basement. I was wondering if that's still the case, and if maybe when you bought it, what, how old it is, and why do you have a jukebox in your basement?
Well, I had a jukebox in my basement. I don't have one now. It's a Rockola, and it was 75 model. It's out in the garage now. I don't have a basement, but I imagine you probably got that from Kirby because I had that thing down in my jukebox with some really nice songs on it, by the way. But it rolled old 45s, and I know there wasn't no jukebox over there at Mississippi State. I just was excited.
Are you going to figure out some place to get in your house?
Music? Oh, yeah. I've got enough room in there. I can roll it in there eventually, probably some after the season.
Okay, thanks.
Next is Scotty Bordelon of Whole Hog Sports.
Hey, Sam, you sounded really proud of Zach Williams after Saturday's game. I guess just what's jumped out at you about his game the first 2 weeks and why has he earned more playing time in your eyes?
You know, he doesn't say much. You know, he's a lunch pail type guy. He goes to work. You ask him to do something, he goes and does it. He chases the ball. He tries to do his assignment the best he can. He's not a loafing type kid. He's going to give you an effort. And you know, he's just a hard working kid that can run. And he's working his way up the depth chart. I'm just very, very proud of it.
Thank you, sir.
Edgar Thompson, Orlando Central.
You guys' original schedule was certainly no picnic on going to Notre Dame in week two. But just how? What is the main challenge? I guess of losing non-conference games, especially first-year program, you know, and just facing SEC competition every week?
Well, we played Georgia and Mississippi State, and now we're playing Auburn. So that is a challenge. You know, and next week we play Ole Miss. So, you know, we still have Florida and LSU and, man, Tennessee and a bunch of them on the schedule. A&M. But that's the SEC. I mean, all of us coaches knew when we took the head coaching job at whatever school that Alabama, Alabama's on the schedule. I mean, so I didn't say them because they're last for us in the schedule. But we all knew that we were going to play these teams, and this year we just happened to play all of them in the same conference. We don't have any out-of-conference games, but certainly it's a challenging yes, and that brings out the competitiveness, obviously, in all of us coaches. And it's exciting to go play big-time programs every week. You know, you kind of see where you're at, at least for that week.
What do you lose, though?
What do we lose as far as not as
not like Charleston, for example?
As Charleston?
Yes, when you don't play a team like that to maybe get some guys, develop some depth, or what would it be?
Well, I think you can, you know, right now with COVID and injuries, we're developing plenty of depth, more than what we even would like to at this point. But, you know, I think those schools like that, you're able to find out, hopefully, if you're ahead, you're able to find out a little bit more about maybe some unknowns on your team. Like you said, you're able to play more kids, hopefully, and find out a little bit more about them. And you're also certainly, if you're able to win, you're building confidence in your team. And certainly that's what our team needs, because we haven't been able to win many games over the last 3 years. But those things are always good for bowl eligibility, all kinds of things that can bring positive reinforcement, positive things to recruits as well.
Thanks, Coach. Congrats on last week's win.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.